What is good, everybody, man? This is your guy, Manny, and this is the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel. So we're going to talk Washington football. Welcome to the Back Row Redskins show. I don't know what episode this is. I wanted to get on here live stream. I wanted to do an audio version of this, but because I got a little bit of time, I'm going to go ahead and do a live stream portion of this podcast. So before we get started, I'm gonna go ahead and run my intro, and then we'll just keep it rocking. All right, man, we back, man. So let's get it in. The Washington football defeat the Seattle Seahawks 17-15. It was a thriller Monday night. It was a game that we were supposed to win, but then it got away from us. I'm gonna talk about the goods, the bads, the uglies. Not only that, I'm gonna do my game story, which I've never really done on a live stream. So it's gonna be a fun episode, man. We're gonna go ahead and get this thing on and popping. SPDM, what's good, man? Appreciate you hopping on the stream, man. It's gonna be a fun little stream talking Washington football. Break down this game real quick. So let's go ahead and get this thing started. So before we get started, I want to talk about some numbers. I want to talk about some numbers that jump out to me. Okay, and we're gonna start with the number zero. The number zero. Let me pull up my notes real quick. Give me one moment, y'all. The number zero is for the number of extra points the Washington football team had on Monday night. Yes, it was a terrible, terrible play. We missed the extra point, and then on top of that, we ended up losing our kicker. It seemed like Joey Sly can be the kicker for the future. And, you know, unfortunately, he got hurt. He's going to be out for 3 weeks. He's now on the IR. Speedy recovery for Joey. We signed a new kicker. Hopefully this guy produces, you know, he's 62% from, you know, extra points. He's decent kicking the ball, but when it comes to extra points, that's where the new kicker struggles. The number one is for the number of interceptions that was thrown by Taylor Heinicke. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. If all Taylor Heinicke did was to throw one interception, I'm okay with that. Like, Taylor Heinicke's game has been going to a whole nother level. He's doing a lot of things. And Washington fans, they frown upon it because he's not a household name, right? But then at the same time, this guy right here, he's producing big time numbers. Not only just the numbers, but also the impact. He extends plays. He's throwing the ball better. He still lacks arm strength, but he's doing everything he can to continue to produce wins for us. The number two is for the number of touchdowns that J.D. McKissic was able to score Monday night. He had a touchdown running the ball. He had a touchdown receiving the ball. J.D. McKissic has been a weapon for us. The only thing with J.D. McKissic is that we don't know when the touchdowns are coming or when the receptions or the big numbers are coming. But at the end of the day, J.D. McKissic has been instrumental to most of our wins. Remember the Giants game? He caught that little pass and was running, boy. And then you look at the ATL game. We won because of J.D. McKissic. And then this game right here, J.D. McKissic had two big touchdowns. He scored the only touchdowns that the Washington football team scored Monday night. Now, the number three is for the number of receptions that Logan Thomas had in his first game back from IR. I am excited to have Logan Thomas back. Granted, he should have had a fourth reception. That would have been a big reception. That would have been a touchdown. But, you know, the refs robbed us of a touchdown. I think that was a touchdown. Although the ball was moving, I believe that Logan Thomas's hands were underneath. So, you know, it happens. It happens. Let's move on to the next number. The next number is four. The number four is for the number of receptions that Terry McLaurin and DeAndre Carter had. DeAndre Carter has become the wide receiver too for this team. DeAndre Carter has just been a hero. He's pretty much the best free agent signing for the Washington football team. Not only is he doing great in the return game, he's going to break one eventually. It might not be the next game or the next game, but he's going to break a long touchdown. And when he does, that's almost going to lock up DeAndre Carter making the Pro Bowl as a kickoff returner. I don't know if there's any other kickoff returner in the NFC that's doing as well or as great as DeAndre Carter is. So DeAndre Carter, not only is he returning kickoffs for us, punts for us, he's also making timely catches, and he's been scoring this year for us. The number five is for the number of receptions that J.D. McKissic had this game. The number seven is for the number of tackles that Landon Collins had. He led all defenders and tackles with seven. Landon Collins has been a man possessed, man. When this guy right here is playing that Buffalo nickel, that big linebacker, he's able to rush the passer at times, playing closer to the line of scrimmage. I don't mind Landon Collins coming back next year, but here's the thing. With Landon Collins, he's still saying, you know, he's not thrilled about, you know, the spot. He's not thrilled about this and that, blase, blase, blase. Landon Collins needs to realize that this is going to be good for his career. This is how you make a comeback. You know, you're better off as a linebacker than you are safety. Now, Landon Collins and Cam Curl has been working hand in hand. But the thing about Cam Curl is that he does not miss tackles. This guy is sure-handed tackler. But yeah, Landon Collins played a great game. I mean, he punched out that fumble. I mean, that was just the icing on the cake. Landon Collins, kudos. Keep it up. You keep playing this way, this team can really make some noise if they make the playoffs. The number 29 is for the number of carries that Antonio Gibson had. Why did it take this long to get Antonio Gibson involved running the ball like this? This is what I've been crying for, praying for, hoping for. Antonio Gibson to get more touches. Speaking of touches, the number 36 is the total amount of touches that Antonio Gibson had Monday night. 29 carries, 7 receptions. He had over 100 plus yards, I mean, from scrimmage. Antonio Gibson has a chance to be top 5 in rushing if he continues to do this. Oh, man, we got my guy Street Scores in the building, man. What's good, Street Scores? Man, wow. What an honor, man. Appreciate you hopping on, man. I got a little bit of time. Just had a newborn, so I've not been able to produce content like the fans would want to see. But had a little bit of time. He's sleeping right now, so just wanted to get on here and drop a quick little episode. Yes, Gibson is great when he's not fumbling. Absolutely, man. Gibson has been scary. I've said a lot of terrible things about Gibson. If you guys go back and roll the tape, I've said a lot of horrible things about Gibson, and especially us looking for another running back to compliment Gibson. But so far, so good. Even with that shin injury, Gibson continues to play well. So fingers crossed. I don't want no more fumbles. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, man. New addition to the family, man. Just having a blast. So I'm on this stream until he calls me. Then y'all might even get to meet him. Actually, so let me get back to my notes real quick. I got a few more numbers. All right, we did number 36, the total amount of touches that Antonio Gibson had. Number 34, that's the amount of rushing yards the Seattle Seahawks had. 34 rushing yards. That's nuts. I understand that they're not a good rushing team, especially with Chris Carson being out. But, I mean, Pete Carroll, if you look at through history, he's been a guy who runs the ball, and his teams normally run the ball well. So we got to give credit to the Washington football team. Alex Collins had a terrible game. He's had multiple terrible games, but Alex Collins is proven. I know because he's on my fantasy team. He's done some good things for me, but it was good to shut these guys down. Now, Deron Payne is playing at a Pro Bowl level. Y'all make sure y'all go vote for our Pro Bowl players. Any player you think is a Pro Bowl caliber player, vote for them. I'm not saying vote for everybody, but vote for those who you feel are Pro Bowl caliber players. Now, Jonathan Allen is playing at an all-pro level. Jonathan Allen has taken this game to a whole nother level, and I'm glad to see Jonathan Allen, you know, come out here and ball and be that leader that we've always wanted him to be. Street Score says, holding any NFL team to 34 yards rushing is amazing no matter what. Absolutely. I mean, that was literally the key to winning this game because – we all knew that Russell Wilson was struggling, right? Russell Wilson had some good moments, some bad moments. But for the most part, we were able to take these guys out. Like, it was like, what, three or four different times? Now, what Where we struggled was getting those third and ones. Those third and ones are starting to get annoying. We got to figure out how to get those tough yards. But, I mean, shutting these guys down to 34 yards rushing was amazing. The defense was stellar. The defense was amazing. And we're going to get into the game story in just a minute. Got a few more things on the notes. All right, we talked about the number 36. The number 43. That's a number of rushing attempts by the Washington football team. That's amazing. We ran the ball 43 times. Thank you, Scott Turner. I think Scott Turner has been listening to what I've been saying. I've been going off on Scott Turner, and he's starting to turn things around. Scott Turner is starting to make me like him, honestly. Like, keep it up, Scott. The number 152, that's the number of rushing yards the Washington football team had on Monday. So when you run the ball 43 times for 152 times to their 34. That's amazing. That's going to get you plenty wins. I can't even think of what the time of possession was, but look, we've been doing something so amazing with time of possession. We continue to dominate the time of possession. That's how you win games. You run the ball, you move the chains, and you keep them off the field. Now, we're going to need a lot of this come Sunday versus the Vegas Raiders. Yeah, that's going to be a good game. I might even get out somewhere to go watch that game. But before I get to that, I got one more number to talk about, and that's 223. That's the number of passing yards that Taylor Heinicke had. And like I said, guys, Taylor Heinicke had an amazing, amazing performance. You know, he was confident, and that's what you need. You know, we've seen guys like Alex Smith have performances like this. And we say, oh, Alex Smith is this and Alex Smith is that. But we got to start giving Taylor Heinicke the respect that he deserves. He continues to ball out. He continues to play well. So I'm really, really, really loving what Taylor Heinicke is bringing to the table, to be honest. All right, let's get to this comment, and then we go ahead and dive into the game story. Oh, man, we got Jared Sports taking a building, man. Appreciate you hopping on the stream. He says, we need to gun against the Raiders. Their secondary is trash and their corners are slow. Absolutely. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say that their secondary is trash because they do have some players that I like. I do like their safeties. Obviously, there's room for improvement, but I'm glad that, you know, that they're playing as bad as they are. That defense, they're not producing, but they got some guys. They got some guys on that defense. They got some guys on that defense. Man, are you watching these college football games this weekend? Yeah, man. I'm watching this. Look, the baby's here, and I got nothing but time. I'm at home right now at 1:40. Like, all I do is watch sports at this point. So, man, look, I'll be watching every kind of game known to man from now till Sunday. So I agree. What's good, Jairus, man? Hey. So, guys, man, let's go ahead and dive into the game story, man. Like I said, this is my first time doing the game story on a live stream. So let's see how it goes. Hope it turns out well. This is something that I do more so when I'm doing recorded audios only for the Back Row Redskins Show. So you guys make sure you guys subscribe on Apple, Spotify to the Back Row Redskins Show. That's where I drop the audio versions of the actual podcast episode. So on the first possession, right? We go three and out and we punt the ball. At this point, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on. Here goes the Washington football team. I don't know if we're going to win this game. I'm nervous because we're terrible on Monday nights. And then Seattle gets the ball. They go three and out. I'm like, okay, we might be on to something. The very next possession for the Washington football team was our first scoring possession. And I'm going to go through this rather quickly. So Taylor Heinicke passes the ball to Logan Thomas 5 yards. And at this point, I'm excited. I'm happy to have Logan Thomas back. I mean, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? The next play, Antonio Gibson for 4 yards. Then it's third and one. You know, Antonio Gibson, 7 yards, first down. I'm like, let's go, man. We're moving the ball, right? At this point, we're at the Washington 43. Antonio Gibson, left end, 3 yards. Then is second and seven. You know what I'm saying? And John Bates makes a great play, 15-yard play. And I'm like, whoa, this John Bates kid could play just a little bit. He could play a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And then we continue to move the ball. Antonio Gibson, 8 yards. At this point, we are at Seattle's 31-yard line. Taylor Heinicke drops back, passes the ball to J.D. McKissic, 2 yards. And then, we continue to move the ball. First down, right? Taylor Heinicke pass to Terry McLaurin, 8 yards. And at this point, I'm thinking Terry is going to have a great game. He's going to go for 120 yards receiving, this and that. We continue to move through this game, right? At this point, we're at, you know, first and 10 at Seattle's 29. You know what I'm saying? We continue to move the ball. Next play, Gibson, 4 yards. Next play, Adam Humphrey, 6 yards. Next play, Gibson, 5 yards. At this point, we are at Seattle's 11. Now it's first and goal at the Seattle 6, right? Gibson runs for a yard. Second goal, and, you know, we're at the 5. And I'm like, man, we got to get a touchdown here. We got to get a touchdown because this is a long-lasting drive, right? We're moving the ball. Everything is going well. You know what I'm saying? At this point, third and goal is a pass for no gain. And I'm like, man, fourth and goal. At this point, you know what? Naturally, I would say go for it, right? But you got to take the points just because you worked so hard to get to this point. I mean, it was a long-lasting drive, and we kicked the field goal. And all is well. I'm like, okay, 3-0, not bad, whatever. You know, let's see what we can do. On the very next possession, Seattle goes wild. First play, Alex Collins, 2 yards. He gains nothing. In the next play, Alex Collins with 7 yards, right? And that was third and one at the Seattle 34. I'm like, you know what? Let's go ahead and rush this guy. Let's go ahead and, you know, knock Wilson out. You know, three and out, right? No. This guy hits a Tyler Lockett for a 55-yard reception. And I'm like, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me, man. This is Russell. He's hurt. You know, like throwing finger, all this. Tyler Lockett, 55 yards. And at this point, I'm panicking. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Russell Wilson incomplete to Tyler Lockett. It's now second and 10. I'm getting nervous. Alex Collins gains 5 yards. It seems like every rushing yards they had was all on this drive, it seems like. You know what I'm saying? Now it's third and 5, right? I'm thinking, okay, we're going to send the guys, send the blitz, get these guys off the field, and boom, Gerald Everett. He scores his touchdown, and at this point, I'm pissed. Not only did he score the touchdown, he tries to jump into the stands, and the fans were not having it. The fans were not having it, man. And you know what I'm saying? It is what it is at this point. It is what it is. At, you know, hey, Timeout Sports, man, what's up, man? Man, we got the OG in the chat. Man, we got Roger Smith in the chat, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Let me go ahead and continue this game story, man. Like, look, y'all just bear with me because, like I said, this is my first time doing this thing live. And you know, it's a little different when you're doing this thing live. All right, so at this point, you know, they score. It's 7-3, right? The next possession. Washington gets the ball. We go 5 plays and we punt the ball. I'm like, man, what is going on, man? I'm starting to get more and more pissed. It's the end of the first quarter. We're going into, you know, deep into the quarter. You know, Seattle gets the ball. We do our thing. We get these guys off the field, right? The very next possession, we get the ball. I'm thinking we're about to do something, right? I'm going to go through these 10 plays. These 10 plays is kind of hard to go through. Gibson, 3 yards. Gibson, 4 yards. Penalty, right? We gain the first down. McLaurin, 12 yards. I'm like, okay, T-Mac is doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? DeAndre Carter, 4 yards. We're moving the ball. Curtis Samuel, you know what I'm saying? He runs the ball for 9 yards. And I'm like, man, look at Curtis Samuel. We got a whole complement of all of our weapons. All of our weapons are healthy. We're ready to do our thing. We're moving the ball. Taylor Heinicke scrambles. Now it's 2nd and 7 at the Washington's 49. Gibson runs for a yard. It's now 3rd and 6. At this point, I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what we're made out of. Boom. He hits Adam Humphries, first down. I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm getting hype a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Then we continue to move. Gibson, 1 yard. The next play, you know, it's 2nd and 9, right? Taylor Heinicke throws the ball, trying to make a play. I think he was trying to throw the ball to Logan Thomas, and it's intercepted. Oh, man, by Jamal Adams, of all people. Now, granted, I did have him in fantasy. I did have him in my IDP, so he got me some points. But that's not how I wanted the points to come. I'm pissed off at this point because this is another promising drive. We end in a turnover, right? And at this point, you can see all the momentum is going away. I'm like, man, you know what? These guys are about to come down, score, take this lead, and just keep going. I mean, they already had the lead. Russell Wilson throws the ball. 39 yards to Tyler Lockett. Look, at this point, I'm panicking. I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. The very next play, Russell Wilson short pass to Alex Collins, and I'm thinking for 13 yards. I'm like, oh, man, Alex Collins is now alive. And here comes Landon Collins to punch this ball out. They recover the ball. And I'm like, you know what? The game has changed. The game has changed because we needed a turnover. I didn't know how it was going to come, but we needed a turnover, and we got it. I was so hyped at that point. Now we get the ball. We're at the Washington's 27, right? Taylor Heinicke, short pass to Logan Thomas for 14 yards. Next play, 9-yard short pass to Gibson. I'm loving this, man. Gibson catching the ball. I'm loving it because it is an extension of our run game. It's now 3rd-and-1. Gibson, you know, right guard for 1 yard. Then first down, right? We're at Seattle's 49. McKissick, 5 yards. The very next play, Taylor Heinicke sacked. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Taylor Heinicke, don't do that thing where you just hold the ball and you're trying to make a play. So we call a timeout because at this point, it's 1:31 left. The very next play, Taylor Heinicke, deep pass to Humphreys. You know, he didn't get it, but there was a penalty. So automatic first down. Taylor Heinicke scrambles for 7 yards. It was like a penalty on both sides that, you know, it just offsets. So we get a reset. Now, Taylor Heinicke passes the ball to DeAndre Carter for 16 yards. It was beautiful. And then it was a roughing the passer as well. So now we move from Seattle's 43 to Seattle's 13. At this point, McKissick is trying to work. He gains 3 yards. Timeout is called by Seattle. It's now 2nd-and-7. J.D. McKissick runs for 10 yards, and it's a score. You know what I'm saying? They scored a ball. And at this point, we're trying to kick the extra point, and then, boom, it's blocked. To be honest, when this play happened, I was taking my two boys up to, you know, to bed. And when I come back, and I'm like, man, what happened? We missed the extra point. It's blocked. Our kicker is hurt. So now, from this point on, it's 9-9. The game has changed. It's the end of the half, and it's 9-9. So it's pretty much 0-0 heading into the second half. And really, I don't know what to think at this point. You know what I'm saying? First play of the next half, right? It's a punt, right? 3-and-out. Then the very next play, Washington gets the ball. Terry McLaurin catches a 20-yard strike. Beautiful, beautiful pass. Then we're moving the ball. Curtis Samuel, 4 yards. I'm like, okay, look at Curtis Samuel. He's trying to do a little something here. Gibson, 4 yards, you know, 3rd-and-2. We complete a pass to DeAndre Carter for 2 yards. It's first down. We just continue to move the chains. First down, we didn't do anything. Second down, we didn't do anything. Second down, Taylor Heinicke threw the ball to DeAndre Carter. It's 3rd-and-1, right? We finally get the first down with McKissick up the middle for 3 yards. We were able to pick up some tough first downs. I'm really, really proud of this team. At this point, Taylor Heinicke, short pass to Gibson, 11 yards. Like I told you guys, Gibson did a lot of work in this game. Gibson is moving the ball. Now it's 2nd-and-goal, and J.D. McKissick runs and gets another touchdown. 10-yard touchdown. And I'm like, man, what is going on? Like, I'm going crazy. 2-point conversion is successful by Gibson. I'm like, man, 17-9. But you know what? At that point, I didn't even know that Joey Sly was hurt. I was like, why are we being aggressive going for two? Mind you guys, I took my kids upstairs to go to sleep, so I didn't know what was going on. So these very next 6 possessions right here, Seattle 3-and-out, they punt. Washington 3-and-out, they punt. Seattle 3-and-out, they punt. Washington 3-and-out, they punt. Seattle 3-and-out, they punt. Washington 3-and-out, they punt. Seattle 5 plays and they punt. Look, the defense was amazing. 1, 2, 3, 4 possessions back to back to back to. That's dominance. Where you have the Seattle Seahawks punting the ball several times on 3-and-out, and we were going 3-and-out because we were trying to pound in 3-and-1 and we couldn't get that 3-and-1. So it was crazy. I'm like, what? It was a stretch where I'm like, Scott Turner, what are you doing? Can't we just throw it one of these 3rd-and-1s? Because it's not working. You're trying to run the ball. It's not working. I'm glad you're running the ball, but there's times that you got to mix it in and call a play that gets that first down. So on this very next play right here. This was like the drive of a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like this drive was forever. It started in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes, 56 seconds left to go, where Gibson ran for 7 yards. Gibson runs for 4 yards. And we're moving the ball first down. Gibson runs for a yard. Taylor Heinicke passed to Logan Thomas for 12 yards. I'm like, man, Logan, I see you. You know what I'm saying? J.D. McKissick runs for 6 yards. Gibson runs for 7 yards, and then Gibson again for 5 yards, and then Gibson again for 17 yards. I mean, we were seriously doing some damage on this drive. I mean, long-lasting drive. Gibson needs to learn how to stay in bounds on some of these runs, but I feel him, though. You know, McKissick runs for a yard. Then McKissick again, a yard. Taylor Heinicke, short pass to McKissick, sorry, for 8 yards, and we're moving the ball. Now it's 4th and 4, okay, at the Seattle 22. And what does Taylor Heinicke do? He throws a nice pass to DeAndre Carter. He catches the ball for 16 yards, and now we are at the Seattle 7. Let's talk about this play for a minute. It's 4th and 4. Ron Rivera loves to go for it on 4th down. And because we didn't have a kicker, we had to literally convert to continue to try to score a touchdown because we could not kick a field goal. Not only that, Tress Way is a lefty, and Tress Way is the holder. So then the backup holder is like, which side do you want the ball and this and that? And then Ron Rivera is asking Tress Way, can you do a drop kick? And he's like, no. So at this point, it's like touchdown or nothing. Like they were not even going to try to chance kicking the ball and getting it blocked and having these guys coming back to win this game. So at this point, it's 1st and goal at the Seattle 7. Gibson runs the ball, no gain. At this point, I'm getting so nervous. We need a touchdown here, okay? 2nd down, Taylor Heinicke scrambles for 2 yards, nothing. I'm thinking Taylor Heinicke is, you know, going to run and dive and we win this game and, you know, seal it and everything. It's now 3rd and goal. Gibson runs the ball for 2 yards, he stuffed. That was a play that I would have loved Scott Turner to call a passing play, and he doesn't. So at this point, I don't even know what to think. 4th and goal, we know that we got to go for it, right? And I'm like, we better not run the ball. We better not run the ball. We throw the ball. It was a beautiful pass, a nice touch pass, a beautiful touch pass. You can go and watch that wrist action on that touch pass. And what happens on this play is it's a touchdown, but they review. And they say that the ball moved and all of that. And pretty much that's how they stopped us turnover on downs. You guys know the rest of the story. Seattle goes all the way down, scores a touchdown. It's time for a two-point conversion, and guess what happens? That boy, Kendall Fuller, stepped up, got the interception that sealed this game. Then they go and do the onside kickoff, and it's drama there, right? It shouldn't have been this close, but it just is what it is. It was a marvelous game. Great game for NFL fans. Not so great for us Washington fans because we were all nervous. And I know that I was. So that's the game story. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I see you guys popping up into the chat. What's good, Justin? What's good, Jairus? I think I already said hello before. But, yeah, man, the game was amazing. The game was crazy. But we're going to talk a little bit about this up-and-coming game, the Raiders. But what we need to happen tonight, for tonight, for one night only, I am a Saints fan. We need the Saints to go ahead and beat the Dallas Cowboys today. I think that CeeDee Lamb is back. I think that Amari Cooper is back. But we need the Saints to come in and play some defense. If the Saints play defense, get after Dak Prescott, we have a chance. Because we are all Saints fans for today. If the Saints win this game today and the Washington football team wins Sunday, what that means for this next game versus the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys is that we're playing for first place. And that is something that I am excited to see. Justin said that the Cowboys are going to win. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Yes, there is no Alvin Kamara, but there is a Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill, he does a lot of the things that a Cam Newton does. If you get around a 20, Taysom Hill, well, he's going to find the end zone. And he's something that Dallas probably didn't even have a chance to game plan for. So I'm excited for that game. Some of the things that I'll be looking at in that game is versus Dallas, you know. Oh, well, let's talk about Vegas first. We can't talk about Dallas until that time comes. But Derek Carr, he is one of the top guys in the NFL right now in receiving yards. I mean, in passing yards, and he's doing his thing. So the Raiders are going to be a tough, tough team. Y'all give me one moment. Baby boy is crying. Let me go ahead and pick him up real quick. All right, y'all. I am back. I got my baby, Elijah. Say hey to the world. Does he look like me, y'all? All my babies look like me, man. But yeah, man. So he gave me, he was taking a nice little nap. He gave me a good little 27 minutes, but I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up this stream. But some of the keys that I'm looking for. Derek Carr, he throws the ball rather well. Derek Carr is a guy that I don't mind coming to DC to be our starting quarterback. I said this on several shows. Derek Carr is pretty good. It says, watching my One Piece till Manny gets back. Let me see. But yeah, man. Yeah. So Derek Carr, he's real, real, real solid. Real, real, real solid. We got to watch out for him. And DeSean Jackson. Look, DeSean Jackson is a guy that he wants to air the ball out, right? He wants to air the ball out. Like, DeSean Jackson knows that Washington let a good thing go away. He's still salty about that. DeSean Jackson is still salty about not being here. Jared says, I'm good on Derek Carr, not a franchise quarterback. When we talk about franchise quarterback, we have to define, what is a franchise quarterback? What is a franchise? Is a franchise quarterback a guy that puts a team on his back and gets wins? Like, I define it because, like, when we talk about franchise quarterbacks, not all franchise quarterbacks are elite quarterbacks. We see it through the league. Ryan Tannehill is a franchise quarterback, but he's not elite. Derek Carr is a franchise quarterback. He's not elite, but he's there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's going to look to air the ball out. What doesn't worry me is the Raiders' run game. Their run game does not worry me with Kenyon Drake and Jacobs and, you know, all these different guys. All of those guys don't worry me. What worries me is the guys that go deep, because Bobby McCain is back there. That's Jairus's boy. Jairus loves him some Bobby McCain. I mean, that's his guy. But you know what? They have no Waller, like you said. And but I'm not going to underestimate this team, because the backup tight end for the Raiders, Moreau, he can play. He can play from LSU. So it's going to be a great game. Great game. Now, those linebackers, they got some linebackers that can make plays. The secondary is not all that great. Street Scores is rolling, man. He said, loves him some Bobby McCain. Bro, I'm telling you, Jairus, I think, Jairus, you know what I'm going to do for you, Jairus? I'm going to get you a Bobby McCain jersey. I'm going to get you a Bobby McCain jersey, man. But nah. All jokes aside, like, I love our chances. I love our chances in this game. I think the biggest key for the Washington football team is time of possession. If we can run the ball once again, control the time of possession, keep Derek Carr off the field, I love our chances. My score prediction for this game is 27-20, Washington football. Jared says, I'm going to burn that jersey. He says, McCain is a liability. Yeah, he is, man. He is, man. I don't even know how many interceptions Bobby McCain could have had if he didn't drop so many of them, man. It's like, it seems like every single game. Uh-oh, the Washington football team is signing Alex Arma, fullback. The Washington football team just signed a fullback. Breaking news. This is something that I've been hoping and wishing and praying for, is getting a fullback. And we just signed a fullback. I don't know much about this guy. I'm pretty sure Street Scores is dropping a video as we speak right now. He's the best in the game at, you know, diving in and just giving us, like, the intricacies of who these players are. So, Street Scores, I'm looking forward to that video of this new fullback that we just signed. Grabbing a fullback just means that all we're doing is that we're going to run the ball even more. It says, why do we need a fullback? Just throw Simmons back there. Yeah, absolutely. That too. But them signing a fullback just means that, you know what? They're going to run the ball even more. Jared says, 33-17, Skins gun wash the Raiders. I hope you're right, bro. I hope you're right. I'm trying to temper my expectations. I hope we destroy the Raiders. But at the same time, sometimes Washington football just lets you down. It says, nah. I was gonna wait till you was done streaming. Ain't about to do that. Appreciate you, Street Scores, man. Appreciate you for real, man. Roger Smith, man. Appreciate you, bro. Man, like, this was a fun little stream, and I'm glad that little man was able to let me get on here, man. Yeah, hey, y'all just stick with me, man. I'm still here. It's just a little, you know, a little different now. a lot more audio podcast stuff than, you know, getting on here doing videos. When I do videos, it's probably going to be, you know, pre-recorded late at night, toss them up on here. But as far as streams, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out because I do enjoy the interaction with Washington fans. It's nothing like it, streaming and, you know, reading the comments and everything. Jared says, at the end of the day, we're going to take care of Oakland, come back home, says, and deal with Dallas. Yeah, remember, it's no longer Oakland. It's now Vegas, but I get where you're coming from. Yeah, so I'm expecting the Saints to win tonight. I mean, I'm going to watch this game. I'm even starting Taysom Hill in fantasy just to have – a more rooting interest for the Saints versus Cowboys. Man, if we can just get Vegas, that Dallas game is going to be amazing. I think I'm going to hit up all the Dallas fans that I know here in Nashville. It's probably like about 20 of them. And then it's probably like three or four Washington fans here. We're going to be outnumbered, but we're going to have a fun time, pick a nice little, you know, sports bar and do that. Roger says, yes, I love it. My dream has come true. Scott does have a backbone. Hey, Roger, I remember you've been the only one saying Smash Mouth Football. You've been the only one of the only ones saying we need to run the ball. And I'm glad that all things are pointing towards running the ball. When you run the ball, you see how much better of a quarterback Taylor Heinicke is moving forward. Street Score says, same here. Says pulling all my eggs into one basket with the Saints. Yeah, man. Like, bro, Taysom Hill, man, he has a legit chance. It's a national stage. We all know that things didn't go as well as Taysom Hill wanted it to go. He just got the contract. They're saying that Taysom Hill is going to be the starter moving forward. So I think he's going to come out here, play a pretty good game to show why he, you know, got the money that he got. And he gets more money if he plays quarterback. If he starts at the quarterback position, he's going to have more money for him. So I see him playing a pretty good game. So go Saints, go Washington Football. I don't know if I'll be back for another stream, but I'm going to end the stream here. I appreciate everybody who hopped on the stream, and I will catch you guys on the next stream and on the next podcast episode. This is the Back Row Redskins Show. The name will change when the team gets a real name. So looking forward to chatting it up with you guys, and y'all hit me up on Twitter, man. I'm out. Peace.